This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Jerry Dulac covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's part of the Steelers radio network as well on KDKA and also a KDKA TV insider. At Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y, Dulac, D-U-L-A-C, joins us right now, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline. By the way, I'm checking out your ex, your Twitter profile pic. That's the Ocean Course, right?
I'm trying to remember which one it is.
It's either the Ocean Course or it's Turtle Point, which is the, you know, those are the two that run parallel at Kiowa.
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with them. I've only been there about 25 times.
Right. So do you like it on a windy day or a tame day?
That's Turtle Point at Kiowa. That picture, the picture of me swinging, is actually at a course where my charity tournament is.
Okay, yeah, Turtle Point is I don't know. To me, it's too gimmicky, and the Ocean Course is too hard. But it's always a wonderful trip down there.
That Turtle Point, you can see how the wind is blowing because the flag is basically starched sideways.
Exactly. All right, so they're 6-2. The Steelers are. Russell Wilson's quarterback the last two games. I think from afar, it feels to me like just a much different Steelers team than the last couple of years. Do you guys feel the same way?
Well, there's no question, because now you have an experienced 9-time Pro Bowl, Super Bowl winning quarterback back under center, which of course they haven't had since Ben Roethlisberger. So, you know, you have a guy who knows every pre-snap read imaginable. You have a guy who knows where everybody's supposed to be, on the offense. And I don't think it's any coincidence that the last two games with him, they've had over 400 yards offense. The first time they've had back-to-back 400-yard games since, like, 2018. It has allowed, while Najee Harris has been running well, it's allowed him to be even more productive. That's three straight 100-yard games for Najee Harris. He hasn't done that in his career. And like I said, it's the best I've seen him look. So now with the threat of the pass in the middle of the field, check downs, whatever the case may be, down the sideline, we see that accuracy on the deep throws. It can only help, and it has helped, the running game.
Are you guys surprised that Russell Wilson has played this way in the two games?
To a degree, I am, because Kevin, you throw out that 2-for-8 start when he, against the Jets,
right?
When he hadn't played in six games here, only six series in the preseason, and didn't play the final two games in Denver. When you consider his inactivity in games that count, the 2-for-8 start, that wasn't surprising. But right after that, he's completing over 70% of his passes. His yards per attempt is 10.7. That would be first in the league. As it is, he's third in the league anyhow right now for guys who have attempted more than 50 passes. You know, and his passer rating after that slow start is like 124, and even with it, it's like 111. So, I mean, that he has played that well and that efficient considering the layoff, yeah, that part of it is very surprising.
Yeah, the other thing, too, because we've seen these two games, because they've been primetime games against the Jets right. and the Giants. If you're an NFL fan, you've had the opportunity to watch both of them. He just looks so much more confident than he did in Denver last year. Do you attribute that to Arthur Smith?
Absolutely, I do. And you stole the words out of my mouth. And I think that's a byproduct of what he has been able to do with this offense. I mean, let's look what he did with even Justin Fields. You know, a guy, who won four of the first six games and played pretty well to the point that people thought, oh, maybe he should be the quarterback. Well, that was never their plan. It never was from the moment they signed Russell Wilson in free agency. And Justin Fields basically was an afterthought. And by that, I mean, he wouldn't be on this team if Kenny Pickett didn't throw a hissy fit when they signed Russell Wilson and demanded to be traded. So once they traded him, boom, they went right back to the Bears and acquired Justin Fields. But to when you consider, you know, a guy who won 10 games in 3 years and everybody was down on, I don't want to say they didn't want to touch this guy, but nobody was in any hurry to sign him in free agency. And what he's been able to do here is without question testament to Arthur Smith.
Yeah, really looked comfortable and looked like in command. Like even the shots of him on the bench with Justin Fields, he just looked like Russell Wilson of old. We're talking to Jerry Dulac from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. So how are you guys viewing your next opponent Sunday in Washington?
Well, I'll tell you the way I'm viewing it, Kevin, and I think to a degree – they are as well. Of course, the players, you know, don't look at it that way. And if they do, they certainly don't say it. But I think it's a indicator of where this team is and what they are. You know, when you go back, their three-game winning streak to start the season was against teams who were 16-10. This last three-game winning streak, the current one, was against teams who were 7-21. So they at least took care of the business they needed to take care of, unlike last year when they had a three-game skid against three of the bottom feeders in the league and almost ruined their playoff chances. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say, is this a case of whether they're a contender or a pretender? I think there's some, you know, when I say a contender, you know, for the division title, maybe. I still think the Ravens are not only the best team in the division, I think they're the best team in the AFC, if not the NFL, even despite a leaky pass defense.
Right.
But I think going against a team that is unbeaten at home, you know, it's an upstart resurgent season for them, led by a rookie quarterback who seems to have a lot of magic going right back to Hail Mary. To go on the road, you know, and win this game, if they do, is to me is a test of their character and what they really are. I know it's a long season, but that's what I think this game is for them. I think it's a true indicator game of what the Steelers are.
I think it's the same way in reverse. You know, I don't think it's a defining, you know, game, because there are going to be another seven that come after it. Washington's got to play Philadelphia Thursday night in the first of two division matchups against the Eagles. But I think for Washington, it's about finding out if they're ready for these kinds of games. And then two, Jerry, Washington struggled against the run, and Pittsburgh can run the football. Do you think that that's what they come in trying to do offensively?
I don't think there's any question, but I don't think, you know, Kevin, I don't think you're going to see a game where they run it 40 times and just try and continually jam it down their throat, because they haven't done that. But where they like to run the ball, of course, is get the lead, you know, and try and drain the clock with their running game. You know, Najee Harris is like Derrick Henry. At 235 pounds, he's punishing this defense, and so he just gets stronger, and the defense gets wearier of tackling him as the game goes on. But, Their ability to run the ball is certainly something they're going to rely on, but I don't think it's going to like limit how much Russell Wilson wants to throw the ball. I don't think he's going to come out and throw it 35 times either. But I think there's no question the Steelers, with their running game and Jaylen Warren, will try and take advantage of probably an area where they feel they have an advantage.
How good is Pickens?
Pickens is as talented a big play receiver as there is in the league. There's no question about it. But I think, you know, I don't want to call him a one-trick pony because they're trying to get him more involved and have been, you know, on slants over the middle, skinny posts, things like that. But, you know, he doesn't have Justin Jefferson numbers. But he is a talented guy who, I don't care who the cornerback is, he's a matchup problem for any cornerback one-on-one in the league because he has just shown his ability to catch the ball, you know, whether he's high pointing it, whether he's twisting his body, whether he's toe tapping on the sideline, he's a problem for anybody.
On the flip side, will Joey Porter, will he be on Terry McLaurin and travel with him?
You know, it depends, Kevin, and I say that because I've noticed the last couple games, they haven't had him shadow a guy specifically the entire time, but they will flip-flop sides with him depending on formations. The other reason, they'll shadow a guy if they feel there's one guy on the opposing offense that if they take away and they don't have a number of other good receivers, they'll try to shadow and take that guy away. But if they feel the team has a balanced passing attack, again, depending on down and distance, depending on formations, they won't necessarily have him follow him everywhere he goes.
Do they go into every game essentially saying, if we can make the other team one-dimensional, T.J. Watt will dominate the game?
I don't know that they think that specifically, but there is no question about it. They are well aware, and as is every opponent, of how he can disrupt the game. And I go back to the Atlanta game where Raheem Morris in the opener, you know, the speech was on YouTube and on videos, we're not going to let T.J. Watt disrupt the game. And guess what? T.J. Watt disrupted the game. So you could go in and say you're going to take him away. And look, we're seeing teams chip him, use two guys, sometimes use three guys. They want to make sure he doesn't, you know, with disrupting the quarterback, but that doesn't mean he doesn't disrupt the game with punching out the ball and everything else. And he does it at key moments. And it's uncanny, Kevin, how in these big weighty moments he's able to do it.
All right, two quick ones and we'll finish it up with you. Number one is this. Do you expect, I mean, we've seen it around the league, we've seen it the last two times Pittsburgh's been in Landover. They essentially took the stadium over. Are you guys expecting that kind of influence in terms of the travel of fans to Landover?
Well, as you know, Landover is about 3.5-4 hours, so it's away, so it's an easy drive. And, Kevin, I call it one of the great phenomenons in sports, and it just never ceases to amaze me that no matter where the Steelers seem to go, there's this contingent, sometimes overwhelming, more so than the home team, at these opposing stadiums, even if it's with a crowd that, you know, is, you know, in a stadium where the home team is supported by the crowd.
Like Baltimore.
And wherever. And I would just be shocked if you don't see it. It's just uncanny to see. And obviously it's a big advantage for the Steelers when the home team has to go to a silent count, which we've seen several times. And of course that plays in to just being, you know, that to be, being able to utilize T.J. Watt even more, because on one, I can't remember what game it was on the road, but one of the key plays he made to strip sack, he said it's because the other team had to go silent count, and that just helped.
It was the opener against the Falcons, I think.
Yeah, there was another one after that. Yeah.
All right, last one. The Pittsburgh wins Sunday if what happens?
I think despite the fact that they're averaging over 30 points their last three games, and as I mentioned, those back-to-back 400-yard games, I think this game goes back to the way they played earlier in the season with Justin Fields. And by that, I mean, let's not try to turn the ball over. Let's not go out and try and blow them out at home. Let's just keep the game close. Don't, try to force them into mistakes, a young quarterback. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think it's going to be one of those 19-16, 20-17 games, despite the fact that we know the Commanders can score points. But I think that's the way the Steelers are going to want to play it. And so I think it's the don't make the mistakes, don't turn the ball over, and let your defense try to win the game and run the ball, whatever you have to do. I think that's the way they win the game.
Jerry, thanks. Really appreciate the time.
Kevin, nice chatting with you.
Yep, Jerry Dulac from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette covers the Steelers for that newspaper, also part of the Steelers radio network. I tell you, like, to me, and I'll get to my keys to a win over Pittsburgh, but number one is you cannot be a one-dimensional team against the Steelers unless that one dimension is running the football and you're doing it successfully. Because trying to block their pass rush overall, not just T.J. Watt, but overall their pass rush is really difficult. And Washington's been great. And look, they have had experience, remember this, of playing Lamar Jackson twice a year. Playing a quarterback with this kind of mobility is not new for them. These guys have been playing against Lamar and the Ravens twice a year for a while now. They get it. They understand that. And they are well coached. This is going to be a huge test. It's going to be a fun game. Speaking of them being well coached, I want you to hear some of what Mike Tomlin said. I'm going to play it for you when we come back. But Mike Tomlin went on for about 10 minutes on Washington in his Wednesday coaches press conference. It was their first back because, remember, the Steelers are coming off a bye. They played the Giants Monday night, on October, whatever, that was Halloween week. They had a bye last weekend. They come in well-rested. It's one of the only scheduling disadvantages Washington's had really all season long is catching Pittsburgh off a break. Washington's gotten some breaks scheduling-wise already and will have a few more down the road. But Mike Tomlin, in his first presser back after the bye week, spent a lot of time talking about this Washington challenge and spent, in particular, about 3 or 4 minutes talking about Jaden Daniels and the offense. So I want you to hear that, and you will when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.